It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal every single week. And on the show with us tonight, Johan Hegg from Amonimarth. How are you doing, sir?
Good, how are you? Back on the show.
Yes, it's been a minute. Last time we were talking about the documentary, and you were like, I can't tell you anything about the new album. When there's something to tell you, I will tell you. And now there's something to say, because there's a new record. Well, the new record is called Berserker. Let's talk about the last record. Jomsviking was a concept album with a story that dictated the lyrics. Not having a concept to follow with Berserker, what were you inspired to write about?
Well, lyrically, I had a ton of different ideas, pointing in different directions, taking different places. So obviously that was one of the reasons why we couldn't do a concept album this time as well. But we also didn't want to limit ourselves, because it's not only that you get limited with the lyrical content, it's also you want the music to fit the lyrics, so you kind of have to force your inspiration a little bit in certain directions. And this time we just wanted to take all the to be really free when it comes to inspiration, both musically and lyrically, and just try to make best out of every idea that we have, really, and not be limited by what we're trying to achieve, more than trying to write the best songs that we possibly can. So that's kind of the whole mindset going into this album, really, just trying to write killer songs.
Johan from Amonimarth with us. We're talking about the latest Amonimarth record, Berserker. Here's a tune from it, Raven's Flight. Full Metal Jackie. Johan Hegg from Amonimarth is with us on the show tonight. The new Amonimarth record is called Berserker. And Amonimarth songs are typically about Vikings, but sometimes those references are actually metaphors for something more personal. What's the most personal song on Berserker?
I'm not sure I want to tell you.
Come on.
No, but there's one song called Into the Dark, which is very personal to me. I'm not going to tell you how, but it is about personal growth. It's about the struggle that we all kind of have, in a way, that because we all kind of possess this dark side, right, that makes us do stupid shit sometimes, even though we don't really want to do that. But it's like we can't help ourselves, and also like a dark side that kind of sort of like about mental health, because also we all have someone in our lives, right, struggling with some kind of mental health issue. I mean, it may be a friend or a relative or whatever, but there's someone there. And I think mental health issues are really important to talk about, because they're so stigmatizing. And I think I actually got the main inspiration for that because I was at to write a song about that, because I was at the Soul Staffir concert, and Abba, the singer, was telling the story before they played Fiara about a friend of him committing suicide, and how important that is for us to talk about mental health issues. I totally agree. Well, so I wrote this song about a person struggling with his demons, inner demons, and trying to be really positive and do the right things, but every once in a while those demons would just rise to the surface and fuck up, really, even if, no matter how much he fights. And I realized that in many ways that is actually who Loki, the Norse god Loki, is, because he is struggling to be a good person, but every once in a while he will just f*** up, because he has this dark side to him. So it's basically a story about Loki, but it could be about anyone.
Johan Hegg from Amonimarth with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Still to come, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with the one and only Jamie Josta. Also going to be getting the music from Black Sabbath, Obituary, Fear Factory. More with Johan. It is all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Johan Hegg from Amon Amarth with us on the show tonight, talking about the new Amon Amarth record, Berserker. And musically, the songs on Berserker have more dynamics. What did more diverse instrumentation allow you to do different vocally?
Well, first of all, I mean, there's a couple of segments here where I used like clean vocals, even, which I've never done before. But we used it in a way to like emphasize what comes after. So it's not like the choruses are clean vocals. It's one part really that going to clean vocals just to give an extra push for what comes after. Really. So that's one part. I think also experimenting with phrasings and stuff like that. You know, how to find the rhythm in the songs and all that stuff. Otherwise, I think my approach was pretty much what I've done the past couple of records, and that's try to experiment with different phrasings to see which one works best with the music and with the rhythms and stuff like that. So I'm not going to say that the musical experimentation gave me a lot of like new angles to it, but in a way it did, obviously, because when you do different stuff musically, you start thinking a little bit differently when it comes to vocals as well, like how you enter choruses, for instance, and stuff like that. I mean, like a song like She-Wolf has basically almost three choruses, that's it.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Johan Hegg from Amon Amarth with us. Gonna take a quick break. Still to come this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Killswitch Engage and Hell Yeah. We'll hear from Fear Factory. More with Johan. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Johan Hegg from Amon Amarth is my guest on the show tonight. The new Amon Amarth record is called Berserker. And Amon Amarth is going to be touring here in the U.S. later on this year with Arch Enemy, At the Gates, and Grand Magus, all Swedish-based bands. What will make a tour with your fellow Swedes so memorable?
Oh, first of all, I think these are all amazing bands. It's going to be a killer show. It's probably one of the strongest lineups that we've had touring the States, I think. I mean, first of all, At the Gates and Arch Enemy obviously are legends in the business. They've been around for years, and they're great, great bands. And then Grand Magus is one of my favorite, like almost old school heavy metal bands. It's a three piece setting. They play heavy groovy metal with awesome lyrics, and it's a great band. So I'm really looking forward to having those guys along as well. So I think this is the strongest package we've ever bought on tour. I think it's going to be a killer show each night, and I think that together these bands are going to get the best out of each other. So that's also a good incentive, I think, for us to have such great bands on the bill.
Johan Hegg with us from Amon Amarth. It's Full Metal Jackie. Amon Amarth, of course, have a new album out called Berserker. Quick break. Up next, we'll check out a new tune from Killswitch Engage, plus we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. It's Full Metal Jackie with Johan Hegg from Amon Amarth on the show with us tonight. And Johan, you started MMA training a couple of years ago, yeah?
Yeah.
How is that clarity and functionality of that training adaptable to what you do as a performer?
Well, I'm not sure if it's adaptable to what I do as a performer, but it does keep me in shape, for sure. So in that sense, yeah, it's good. But most of all, I do it because I think it's fucking fun, you know? It's great exercise. You use your whole body. You learn different techniques depending on what you're working on. And I mean, it could be grappling, wrestling, striking, kickboxing, Thai boxing, whatever, you know, there's so many things you train within MMA, and I think it's fantastic exercise, and as I said, loads of fun. So that's why I kept doing it. But it was difficult at first, really, because there's a lot of coordination going into it, and you know, I'm not that coordinated all the time. But yeah, fun as well. Fun as hell.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Johan Hegg with us. Pick up the new Amon Amarth album, Berserker, and you'll get a chance to see Amon Amarth again with Arch Enemy and At the Gates and Grand Magus. Thank you so much for being on the show, and looking forward to seeing you again soon, Johan.
Thank you. Great talking to you again.
Coming up, new music from Hell Yeah. We'll hear a Fear Factory tune and more. Stick around.